we jingle and we jangle, you see us all around. In a piggy bank or pocket, or even on the ground. We come in different sizes, we do not look the same. I wonder if you know each of the four of us
by name.
Four of us by name.
I'm a President Lincoln penny, a coin that is worth 1 cent.
When you save a lot of us, together we can be well spent.
I'm a shiny 5 cent nickel. President Jefferson is who you see. If you give someone 5 pennies, you'll get back one of me.
We jingle and we jangle, you see us all around. In a piggy bank or pocket, or even on the ground. We come in different sizes, we do not look the same. I wonder if you know each of the four of us by name.
I'm a very thin little dime, with President Roosevelt's face. If you have 2 nickels or 10 pennies, then
they can take my place.
I'm a shiny George Washington quarter, the largest coin of the four. I equal 1 nickel and 2 dimes, worth 25 cents at the store.
We jingle and we jangle, you see us all around. In a piggy bank or pocket, or even on the ground. We come in different sizes, we do not look the same. I wonder if you know each of the four of us by name. We jingle and we jangle, watch for us all around. Sometimes we are lost, but we are also often found. Now you know each coin by name, by value, and by face. Make sure to save us up and keep us in a safe place. Keep us in a safe place.
That's ABC Mouse. You're listening to the Children's Hour, where we're learning about money. We're at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with State Treasurer Laura Montoya. Earlier on the show, we talked a little bit with Courtney Petway from Kidvestors about budgeting, but I think we might need to revisit that topic.
Who knows what a budget is?
Sure. So say normally if you just got all of your money and then after you get your paycheck, you go out and you buy a lot of fun things and all of a sudden you're out completely because you didn't exactly watch what you were spending. But with a budget, which is kind of a concept made up to help yourself only spend a certain amount of money so that you can have some left over with the idea of saving it or keeping it for more important things. Is that right?
That's really good. So a budget is a plan for how you will spend your money. And it's really important when you're designing your budget that you put all the things that are needs versus wants. So let's say, for example, your lunch every day for school might be something that you need to be able to pay for. What are some of the things that you would put in your budget that you need if you had money?
Food, water, shelters, things to keep yourself warm.
That's a great one. So if you're going into winter season and you know that it's going to start getting colder, you're probably going to need to get a new jacket if your jacket's too small and tight because you grew so much from last year, right? It's important for you to budget and make sure you have money to be able to do that. Then after all of your needs, then you can put down some of your wants. So you can save because there's always the benefit of something now or saving for something bigger later. Let's say you really wanted a pair of shoes. You're in a sport. And you really want like the coolest ones that are $300. You could get the $300 shoes, but if you got the ones that were $100, you have $200 more to spend on your jacket and a cute outfit that goes with it when you go on travel or things you might need for school. So it's all about really trying to determine not just what you want to budget that's your needs versus your wants, but also what you're willing to sacrifice so that you can gain more for it. So those are all questions that we need to ask ourselves. What are some of the things that you could get that are within your budget, or you can wait and save?
So the idea is to just think about the things that you really want, the things you really need in this moment, and think about if you can wait on the things you really want that cost more. That makes sense.
But it makes you feel better once you finally got them and you take better care of them because you know that you paid a lot more, you worked a lot harder to be able to get them.
Some kids have jars of coins or piggy banks. Are they better off putting that money in a bank account?
Absolutely. And everyone that's here today is going to get one of these little piggy banks. This is good to save short-term money, which is your liquidity. That's what short-term money is. So these are the things that you can pull out of here and be able to use your money right away. But if this thing starts to fill up quite a bit, you want to go into a bank account, ask your family members to help you open up a bank account and put it into an interest-earning bank account so that you can earn interest or a percentage off of the money that you have in that bank account.
Why do people have credit cards?
Yeah, I mean, people just say, I'll take a credit card, and we just kind of hand them this piece of plastic, and then suddenly you walk home with a, you know, hot tub or whatever.
When you use a credit card, you're borrowing money that you're going to have to pay back. And a lot of times you're ending up paying a lot more for something that you purchased in that moment than if you would have just held off, saved, and then bought it later. And so it's really important that if you ever get a credit card, that you know what the interest rate is and you know how much the fees are going to be if you weren't going to pay it on time, because then you have to pay even more money to be able to do that.
Yeah. So if they tell you this credit card is worth $10,000, you actually have to pay that $10,000 plus a lot more than that because you're paying it so slowly over time.
Yes.
Well, Treasurer Montoya, it has been a pleasure having you on the Children's Hour and learning some financial education with you and becoming more financially literate.
Thank you. I really appreciate all of you guys. I'm really fighting hard for financial literacy as a graduation requirement. And we went from very few schools to now more than half in the state of New Mexico to have financial literacy. So if you could talk to your teachers, your principals, your parents, your school board members, and tell them how important it is for you to be able to learn these lessons now so that you don't have grave consequences when you get older and ruin your credit or end up in a credit card that you have to pay off forever till you're like 30 or not be able to buy a house because you messed up your credit, I would really appreciate you telling them you learned a little bit off of today and that you would like to learn more.
That's great. Great advice. And no matter where you live, anywhere you're listening to the Children's Hour, whether it's in the United States or around the world, learning financial education for kids is incredibly important, and the earlier you start, the better. Treasurer Montoya, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
I enjoyed myself. Thank you all very much.
It's an asset, bring it in the cash. What you own today can make your future last. It's a resource, a tool, stacking up that dough. Money now or later, watch your value grow. It could be a house or stocks in your hand. Business is land, it's all part of the plan. You own it now, and it works for you. Bringing in profits, yeah, that's what it'll do. A is for asset, making money flow. Bringing cash today, tomorrow it'll grow. Invest in your future, let your wealth expand. Assets bring the money, it's all in your hands. Stack it up now, let it grow over time. An asset keeps paying, and that's a good sign. From present to future, it's building your way. Every day. Get in the habit, like semi-rabbit.
Just heard Sammy Rabbit, and from the PBS Kids show Financial Literacy, that's A is for Asset. Learn more about financial literacy at childrenshour.org. We've got a learning guide posted. This show is called Money Smart. I'm Katie Stone, and we'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli, Mackenzie Gronke, and Daniel Lentz. Andres Martinez and Chad Shear recorded us at Outpost. Amber Scheel writes our learning guides. Find this one at childrenshour.org. Look for Money Smart.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.